Eastern Cape, Dr. Thobile Mbengashe. Dr. Mbengashe, thank you for joining us. And we look forward to hearing from you about this initiative, about what this initiative certainly also, which required some close collaboration between us, and what it means certainly for the Eastern Cape. The Eastern Cape Oxygen Relief Initiative is essentially one of many other industry relief projects, lies very close to our hearts, and we appreciate the energetic effort by the Eastern Cape government and personnel working closely with us to make it to make a meaningful difference and to make it happen. With that, I hand over to my colleague, Dr. Thotula Balfour, who has been in the front line of the industry efforts to address COVID-19 and who has been in the forefront of consultations with the Department of Health on this initiative. Okay. Thotula, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dibelo, and afternoon to ladies and gentlemen. I would like to echo the sentiments expressed by Thibelo in thanking the department for joining us today and also for their efforts in working with us. The initiative is truly embedded in our collaboration. The mining industry's approach in addressing and minimizing the impact of COVID-19 on our industry and those who depend on it has been risk-based, and it's underpinned by collaboration among all stakeholders, including mining companies, government, employees, and communities, including local communities and others. As an industry, we have undertaken intensive efforts to address COVID-19 at mining operations, in communities, in our provinces of operations, and nationally. Some of these initiatives include the provision of hospitals and medical facilities, isolation and quarantine facilities, extensive community support and outreach programs, and contributions to the Solidarity Fund and others. But in the Eastern Cape, oxygen relief initiative stands out for us, and there are many reasons. The Eastern Cape does not have much mining activity, but it is a mining-affected province, as the industry has historically drawn many thousands of employees from the region. Currently, around 15% of Minerals Council members' workforce comes from the Eastern Cape. So we are particularly pleased to be offering support to the province's health infrastructure, facilities, and supplies. For many people who become seriously ill from COVID-19, particularly for those who are most vulnerable, oxygen is what is most needed and which quite simply represents life. It is then with this in mind that Minerals Council members, which I will name, African Rainbow Minerals, Anglo-American, Anglo Gold Ashanti, Exxaro, Fraser Alexander, Glencore Alloys, Goldfields, Harmony, Impala Platinum, Northern Platinum, Royal Bafokeng Platinum, Seriti, and Sibanye Stillwater together contributed 4.7 million rands towards oxygen and all oxygen-related products to the Eastern Cape. The Chris Hani and the OR Tambo districts were those identified for particular support based on their profiles as regions from which many of our employees have been drawn. But other districts are being supported based on specific identified needs. The funds have been spent on oxygen-related products such as oxygen tanks and concentrators and products within the oxygen value chain, including rebreather masks, CPAP ventilators, oxygen flow meters, oxygen regulators, and oxygen nasal cannulas. So to be more specific on what we have provided, to date, 450 fingerprint pulse oximeters with 900 batteries for these oximeters, 200 oxygen regulators, 30,000 oxygen nasal cannulas, and 49 pulse oximeters, desktop oximeters have been delivered to hospitals located in the areas identified for particular support, including the Chris Hani and OR Tambo districts. More products are still under order, and these are taking time due to the massive international shortages. We feel that in collaboration with the government of the Eastern Cape, we have the opportunity to make a very real and meaningful difference in a relatively large scale. We are thus very pleased to be part of this initiative. Thank you.
Thank you, Tutula. Then we'd like to give an opportunity then to Dr. Mbengashe to come in too.
Yeah, you know, thank you very much. You want me to show the visual? Can you hear me? Yes.
Loud and
clear. Yes. Let me first really appreciate the opportunities and also apologize for the MEC, who is also part of these discussions this afternoon. And she has asked me to really get engaged and to represent the department. I think the key issue for us is that the major collaborations between ourselves and the mining industry, and more importantly, the support that we're getting to provide a broader availability of oxygen. And this whole intervention links up with a broader contribution by the Solidarity Fund, which I know that most of the other industries are contributors to that. We have had quite a substantial investment from the Solidarity Fund. So the contribution that we are making, especially for Chris Hani and OR Tambo, is actually complementary equipment that will make the investment of the Solidarity Fund to be actualized and provide the services to the people. What's more pertinent to us is really much of a long historical matter, that our hospitals, especially in the rural areas, were never really designed to provide high care and critical care. And therefore, they lack substantially the key element of really managing respiratory problems, in particular respiratory failures at the time of COVID. So we have been also working ourselves together with a number of colleagues from the National Department of Health, the other colleagues from WHO and others, where we've really gone out and make a substantial investment in terms of getting bulk oxygen and also reticulating many of our COVID repurposed hospitals and actually providing those part to provide the oxygen. And then I think the Solidarity Fund came in and provide quite a substantial contribution to produce the non-invasive ventilators, which are part of the element. I think we have really come to the end point of really making sure that the oxygen is available and the methods that are required to monitor and provide a very quality care to patients is actually provided. We think that because Chris Hani is very unique as a labor sending, together with OR Tambo. So your unique investment is absolutely very welcome and is going to make a huge difference. Our view is that even though we've made a substantive consideration for COVID, but we also recognize downstream most of the respiratory problems, especially post-mining respiratory problems like silicosis, respiratory failures, including the TBs and other chronic obstructive airway diseases, are going to be available to rural communities, and that's going to provide a much better quality to everyone else. So to us, we really want to really commend the contribution. We are really quite happy with the donation, and we think that the intervention that you are providing is providing a comprehensive component together with other partners, and this collaboration has shown that working together to get a private and public and actually providing a kind of a support that is really directed to the patient and increasing access is the right way to do. We have learned a lot of things, how to collaborate, and we hope that going forward, this is really how we're going to do our business. And I just want to really thank you on behalf of the Premier, the MEC, and the people of the Eastern Cape, and in particular, the leadership of Chris Hani and Oak Tambo for the contribution that you have. And I can really assure you, we are part of a much more collaborative philanthropic teams that are really making sure that rural communities have good quality access. And with this effort, we think that we're starting to build the NHI, building blocks. And we think that the people of South Africa will have a universal quality healthcare, especially rural communities of Chris Hani. On behalf of the miners, the people and the rural communities, we really want to thank you for this. Thank you.
Thank you very much to the two doctors there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the speeches, essentially from ourselves. We would like to open up the call to a few questions, if that's okay with everybody. All I'll need you to do, if you don't mind, is just raise your hand, your electronic hand. I'll look out for it. Alternatively, if you don't have an electronic hand, and just maybe show your visual, then we can maybe take some calls. Okay. Just want to check if there are any calls or questions. Go ahead, Memory.
Thank you, Tabela. The SABC has sent through a question to the MEC, and they would like to understand if oxygen products would be spread to other regions in the Eastern Cape, and will this help to assess the challenges that they're currently facing in the health sector in the provinces where people have died due to COVID without oxygen?
Okay, Dr. Mbagash, I don't know if you can take that one on for us, please.
For the question, I think first I really want to really deal with the two issues that you have actually raised. First, there is actually a direct investment from the province to do what is called reticulation of all our COVID hospitals. We've got about 2,000 repurposed COVID facilities, and we've got another 1,400 beds that were in our field hospitals. All these have now a new reticulated oxygen with bulk oxygen supply, and we've invested about 190 million towards that effort. The second component of the oxygen project is that Solidarity Fund has actually made another contribution, about 75 million, to put up ventilators right across all the districts. So it's not just Oak Tambo and Chris Hani that's going to get oxygen. All the districts in all our hospitals we have, we've got about 85 hospitals. These hospitals will have sufficient oxygen supply. Now, I don't know where the idea that people died without oxygen. I think there was an incident at Doran Ginza where there was reported that people were actually gasping for oxygen and all that. I think that issue really we have explained onto that. We've given some information related to that. What is important is that we did get a big surge in July and in August of the during the COVID. As you know, the COVID levels in the Eastern Cape, we are actually getting less than 20 patients a day right now. And our hospitals, we have less than 50 people in our hospitals. Most of the people have actually recovered. And we actually feel that in terms of responding to the COVID, in terms of the mortalities that are related to COVID, in all as part of a South African response, both in terms of the response to flattening the curve and making sure that we're making the right investment, those investments have saved many lives. My last point is that when we started the COVID in terms of the projection, there was projections up to over 6,000 people actually dying. As of now, we have actually a case fatality rate around 3 and about 3,000 people who have actually passed on. Obviously, any other person who passed on is always an issue for us, and we are really aggrieved by those individuals. But COVID was very unique, and it was unique to the country, and I think the province has done its best to respond with the support of the partners, Solidarity Fund, the National Department, and all other colleagues that actually made a contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much there, Dr. Magash. Okay. Memory, I don't know if there were any other questions on by email, or I'm also just checking the notes. I can't see any questions in the notes.
No, I don't have any other questions on email or WhatsApp.
Okay, then, ladies and gentlemen, just want to make a final check. Are there any further questions? Because if not, then I think we will probably end the call. Let me make a double check there. Okay, and just want to make sure those that don't have hands to put up in terms of electronic, you could have shown your face to ask a question. But if there aren't any further questions, then without further ado, I want to say those ladies and gentlemen of the media that have attended, thank you. Thank you very much. We always appreciate your time and attention. And again, also thank you to the Eastern Cape Province, represented here through Dr. Mengashe. Really, it was a pleasure dealing with some of the officials in terms of what it is that was needed. Our colleagues were always available on call to take our calls and to help clarify things. When we needed it, I must say it was really quite a pleasant experience collaborating with the Eastern Cape government. And yeah, we really do appreciate that. So thank you again to Dr. Mengashe. Thanks to my colleague also for Totula for today. Sipokazi, I don't know if I missed your question there. So please do go ahead. I see your hand is up, but let me just check. Sipokazi, please go ahead and ask your question. You're still on mute.
Sipokazi has sent a question.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry if I ask a question that was already asked. Sipokazi from Vukani FM. Can the SG just elaborate on the purpose of the briefing?
If I can just do so very, very, very briefly. And I think this is maybe something we can also take up with Vukani FM after this. We're welcome to, because instead of just repeating, I guess, what we've said earlier. Because as we said earlier, the mining industry came together for a particular intervention in the Eastern Cape. I think some 13-odd companies have come in to purchase oxygen-related products to be able to combat COVID-19 in the Eastern Cape. And this was done in conjunction with the Department of Health in the Eastern Cape. And this equipment is certainly being distributed to those hospitals in the Eastern Cape. And at the moment, it's literally quite a few hospitals and a lot of them being, those areas and districts where mine workers come from, but certainly not exclusively so. So that's really in brief why we're holding this press conference. But we are quite happy to, for memory, if you can engage Sipokazi and we can provide further information after this. Okay, then I think, ladies and gentlemen, I don't see any further questions then. We will then close the media briefing. Thank you very much for attending.